Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Truth in Pennsylvania Politics. I'm your host, Don Nevels. Thank you for tuning in. I appreciate you taking the time to hear what I have to say. As you may know, I originally had a guest scheduled to join us and talk about his views on McKeesport, because he is one of the best people that could have reached the community as an involved, respected, and lifelong resident. However, due to some circumstances beyond our control, and as local politics would dictate, we had a change of plans. So tonight, I'm bringing you facts, opinions, and some information on the upcoming election May 16th that you won't want to miss. But first, why do politicians hate the truth? Getting transparency is like pulling teeth. Why is that? They're elected to serve us, which includes telling us everything, unless it's confidential information. However, that doesn't apply today, does it? We no longer have a government representing the people. It's about their agenda and what they can gain from every single decision made. Today, they hide everything until it's leaked. Then they give you some confusing Kamala Harris word salad of an explanation, and you reelect them. It's a crazy cycle that must end. Locally, I find it extremely funny when elected officials who didn't want anything to do with me while I was running for office are suddenly concerned with what I have to say from week to week. I'm not the kind of guy who just shuts up or goes away when I have something to say or I see a wrongdoing. I learned honesty, transparency, what makes good leaders, and to recognize those who aren't during my 14 years of naval service. As a navigator, I challenged orders that could have resulted in accidents. As a chief, I not only gave orders, but challenged orders if they weren't proper. I do this because I'm a professional, take things very seriously, and I play by the rules. So as a civilian, I certainly won't sit back and let some inexperienced college grad catching a free ride in politics or some politically appointed yes man tell me what's right or wrong and how to live my life. But you see, these local politicians could only see my surface, and they judged me, like many have before, by my appearance. I didn't matter when I was running. Why now? Just because I expose the truth and ensure the people know what's happening, I'm suddenly a threat? Too funny. Some of these people that are running or are in office already should have treated me better when I showed up to offer them a handshake and a promise to help the people of the district. Exposing the truth wouldn't have to happen if we had honest people in office working for us instead of focusing on themselves. Yet year after year, people vote for the same thing over and over, especially here in Southwest PA. It's very deflating. I know I focus on the bad stuff a lot most of the time, but there is a lot of good that happens in these communities. But it's because of the people, not the politicians. Sure, they show up for their photo ops, but most couldn't care less about you and I. Until we fix what's broken in this district, which means electing new people into most offices who will work for us, we will simply rinse and repeat like we have for decades. Haven't you had enough? At what point will you decide it's time to move forward and stop enriching these elected mobs that plague Pennsylvania and this district? Now let's talk about some information about this upcoming election. The primary election is on May 16th. In many cases, this should be treated like your general election, because many positions don't have a Republican challenger for the general election in November. So whomever gets picked in the primary is an automatic win in November. In other words, the candidate who wins the primary May 16th will or could be your representative. So you need to get out there and vote wisely and take these primary elections, as well as all elections, very seriously. Remember, as I said, this is a primary election. So if you're a Democrat, you will only see Democrat choices. And for Republicans, you'll only see Republican choices. Now, I know a lot of you are aware of that, but I've seen and heard so many people while I was out on the campaign trail over the past 4 years who are absolutely shocked in a primary because they didn't know what the primary was about. The good news is you can write in whoever you want for office from any party. If there's enough write-ins, it can take out a front runner and change the results. I've seen it happen. If a Democrat wants to vote for a Republican or vice versa, you can write that candidate's name in on the ballot on the write-in line provided for each category. So as you go down and vote on your ballot, heck, if you're a Republican, you might not even see any candidates on there. So you can just write in, you know, whoever you want. But even a Democrat, if you see your choice, there's, you know, three, four choices on whatever section you're on, and you don't like any of them, you can write in somebody on the write-in line under that section. So the first local race I'd like to talk about is in Clairton, Ward 1. This is the ward I live in, so I wanted to talk about that briefly. Tony Curta, who is our current representative, is being challenged by someone whose name I'm not even going to mention. As I've said before, Tony goes above and beyond his duties. He's an incredible human being and a loved member of this community. Why he's even being challenged is a joke to me, because there's absolutely no reason for him to have a challenger. He does an excellent job representing everyone in this community. One thing that's extremely prevalent in Southwest PA is when someone has a personal grudge, they'll run against you just for spite. They have no desire to do the job. They just want to make your life miserable, and hurting the community doesn't seem to matter to them. It's all the wrong reasons to run, and it's why we end up with some real ineffective and useless representatives. I like representatives that are there to solve problems and solutions, not argue with people and tell them that my way is better. There always seems to be a dark element who runs against good people, and of course, it's always for ulterior motives. Also in Clairton, we have a Ward 4 race. I had to laugh a little when I saw a sign from a previous council member who's running again. He ran years ago and was on council, and he's been away for a long time, and now he's running again. All I'm going to say here is if you live in the 4th Ward of Clairton, vote for your current rep. Trust me on this one. Stay with the current rep that you have. Now, the next race that I'm going to talk about affects the whole county, and that's the fight for county executive. This is a big one. On the left, there's a few candidates vying for the spot. When it comes to the Democratic side, I see a corrupt career taker in Weinstein, the county treasurer, a far leftist in Ina Morado and Bennett, another Lamb, God help us all, and Quiet Man Dave Fawcett. Lamb has been endorsed by the Swamp Rat Fitzgerald, so that's a definite no for me. Fitzgerald's responsible for losing $2 billion in high-paying jobs with U.S. Steel in the region, including my neighborhood. If he endorses someone, they're part of the problem. His endorsement should be considered the kiss of death. If you drive around Pittsburgh at all, it's very clear who the party wants you to select for them. The amount of signs I see for Weinstein is almost as bad as Fetterman was with his signs. Weinstein is party endorsed for a reason. They decide who they're going to endorse for a very good reason. He'll do their dirty work without question. Now, I get around Pittsburgh a lot and into many neighborhoods daily. One thing I noticed is in the poorest of the neighborhoods, Weinstein signs are everywhere. It can be the most unlivable house that you can think of, and there's a Weinstein sign in the yard. Sometimes there's still a Fetterman and a Summer Lee in the yard too. But these failed candidates use these communities for self-gain with promises that are never fulfilled. These career parasites target neighborhoods year after year for their vote. But once elected, absolutely nothing changes. So stop voting for more of the same and research the people you vote for. They make decisions that affect your way of life every single day. Something else that's public knowledge about Weinstein that you should be aware of. He was ousted from the Alcosan board after the FBI started asking questions about some shady dealings in the form of political favors. Of course, he denied it, but I can tell you this. When the FBI gets involved, it takes a lot. You don't just drop them a message and they show up. So he's an absolute no for me. He's also endorsed by the Democratic swamp and has about $500,000 in his war chest, which is a huge, another red flag for me. Why do politicians have to spend 50 times more than the position even pays? I mean, they spend millions for a job that pays $100,000. They do it for a couple reasons. First, that's how you buy elections. Overwhelmingly flood the market with your name. All the big money people back you. The union bosses inform their members to vote for a certain person, and most just follow what they're told. And believe me, at their meetings, they tell them who to vote for. Secondly, it's corruption. Money for pocket stuffing, keeping out the average citizen from disrupting their gain, and then they start the favors to remain in power, giving out jobs and contracts to their friends, and God knows what else, to the bigwigs that made it all possible for them. So who looks good in the county executive race? Well, I'd ask you to check out Republican, and not a career politician, Joe Rocky. He grew up on the north side, attended Duquesne University, and his father was a Union Democrat, which I see as key for understanding both sides of issues. He grew up with a Democratic father, and he's a Republican. So this is a great candidate in my eyes. He's retired from PNC as their chief risk officer. And after researching him, I believe he will work for the people to ensure all of us have a voice and benefit from his decision. He believes in common sense solutions, not what a party says needs done. The only way to start saving this district is to bring balance at every level. So my vote will go to Joe Rocky. I have a couple more I'm going to read off here for you. For Allegheny County Comptroller, I'm writing in Bob Howard. Bob Howard. For Allegheny County Treasurer, I'm writing in Herb Olinger. Herb Olinger, O-H-L-I-N-G-E-R. If you live in Bellevue, Pittsburgh Wards 1, 2, 6, 9, 10, 17, 18, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, and 30, please vote for Todd McCollum. I know all three of these gentlemen and can assure you that they are here to work for us. They all truly care about this county and will work hard to make it a better place for us all. Also, Judge Patricia McCulloch for State Supreme Court. She's extremely knowledgeable, a fair and just judge, and follows the Constitution as every judge should. I met with her a couple times, and she's been nothing but nice to me and welcoming, and it's very important to have her there to fight for us, and she will. So Patricia McCulloch, Judge Patricia McCulloch. The last race I want to talk to you about tonight is the mayor's race in McKeesport. This is currently the most important election in our district, PA 35. When it comes to issues that the district votes on, McKeesport calls most of the shots due to their size and the amount of voters. With the recent election of Matt Gurgley, this district will just suffer even more because all roads from Harrisburg to the district now lead through McKeesport politicians first. As I've said before, it's a club that none of us belong to. This is why this race is so critical for this district. If you want the people to ever have a voice, you can start now in McKeesport. So there's three candidates for the mayor. Public records show two candidates, Sirepko and Lopretto, are named in a damning accusatory lawsuit violating the rights of another. The other candidate, Corey Sanders, has a legal issue that I'm told will be dropped soon. There's also questions surrounding the circumstances that brought on the issue. Now, I'm not the final authority on any of these things that are going on with these guys. I'm just letting you know what's out there in the public record. McKeesport voters need to look at who will actually work for them, give them the best chances of being heard, and place a major break in the good old boys network. Right now, there's a stranglehold on everything that's happening within the city, and you can break the cycle on May 16th or by using your mail-in ballot. Now, who will give you that opportunity? Sirepko, Lopretto, or Corey Sanders? Personally, I'd support an everyday citizen who knows what it means to struggle, work hard, serves the community, is in touch with the people, and won't be influenced by crooked politics. We need honest people in office if we're ever going to make things better. So check out their Facebook pages at a minimum. And remember, the winner of this race in the primary means an automatic win in November for a four-year term as your mayor. So please choose wisely. Your future depends on it as a city and our future as a district as well. You have nothing to lose by going with someone who's not politically connected or part of the club. In fact, you'd be better off. We all would. Until the next time, fair winds and following seas.